Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Cryptoconomy Podcast. I've got a, we're going to do a little bit of a dual quick read today. We're hitting a, both are short, and covering the same topic. And, we'll start with a short article by Nikilesh Day on Coindesk.com. And it is titled, "The SEC Delays Decision in Asset Managers Bitcoin ETFs Until September." And then I want to hit a couple of clarifications made by Jake Chervinsky in just a Twitter thread, which I think it has like 11 or 12, 11, yeah, it looks like 11 tweets, kind of clarifying some of the points, actually links to this article. And I think this will be a good little fun one to hit some real info about what's going on with the SEC and the proposed ETFs. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the CoinDesk article, again by Nikilesh Day. Hope I'm saying that right. I know it might be a little bit funky, but titled, "The SEC Delays Decision on the Bitcoin ETF Until December." The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has delayed making a decision on whether to approve five Bitcoin-related exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, until September, public documents reveal on Tuesday. In the latest edition of the Federal Register, the SEC explains that it is postponing any decision over the possible approval of ETF proposals filed by Direxion Investments in January, one of which will match Bitcoin's price, and four of which are based on the cryptocurrency's price movements. The SEC states, quote, "The Commission finds it appropriate to designate a longer period within which to issue an order approving or disapproving the proposed rule change, so that it has sufficient time to consider this proposed rule change. Accordingly, the Commission designates September 21st, 2018 as the date by which the Commission shall either approve or disapprove the proposed rule change," end quote. The SEC added that it only received two comments on the proposed ETFs. While the crypto community largely seems excited at the prospect of a Bitcoin ETF, Atlantis Asset Management Chief Investment Strategist Michael Kahn said any approval would be, quote, insane, CNBC reports today. Quote, "Then they're putting a rubber stamp on it as an asset, and I don't think governments want to go there yet. It just seems as though it's not something I'd want to put my clients into in any way, shape, or form. You can only be embarrassed," end quote, he added. Notably, none of the ETF proposals being postponed are from VanEck and SolidX, which are currently under discussion by the wider crypto community. More than 100 comments have been submitted for that proposal, and a decision may occur as soon as next month. All right, and that's our short and sweet article from Nikilesh Day on Coindesk.com. I'm just kind of covering the major news item that happened. Now, however, I want to get into a Twitter thread posted by Jake Chervinsky. His tag is J Chervinsky, at J Chervinsky on Twitter. And his little description is, he's a lawyer. "Government enforcement, defense, and securities litigation. Tweets do not represent my firm and are not legal or financial advice." But he basically gives a couple of clarifications, and we will go ahead and jump in because I think this is really important to know, and I think he makes some really good points. So first, "It kills me to tweet about SEC rulemaking procedures, but given the confusion on crypto Twitter today, it feels necessary. Too long didn't read. The SEC can and probably will delay its decision on the VanEck SolidX commodity-backed Bitcoin ETF until February 21st, 2019. Thread. Some background. Unlike other types of funds, like mutual funds, closed-end funds, etc., the federal securities laws did not originally provide for ETFs. As a result, ETFs have to obtain an individualized exemptive order from the SEC before going to market. The timing of the ETF approval process follows a standard formula. First, the ETF files a proposed rule change with the SEC. Then, the SEC posts notice of the filing in the Federal Register and solicits comments, and the SEC has 45 days from posting to approve or deny the ETF. Except the SEC doesn't have to decide within 45 days. It can extend the deadline up to 3 times. First, 45 more days if, quote, a longer period is appropriate, end quote. Second, 90 more days for the ETF to address grounds for disapproval, and 60 more days if, again, quote, a longer period is appropriate, end quote. This means the real deadline for the SEC to approve or deny an ETF is 240 days after it files notice in the Federal Register, 45 plus 45 plus 90 plus 60. Yet, because of how the law works, the SEC can't just set a 240-day deadline from the jump. It has to do the extensions one at a time. Today, the SEC extended its deadline to approve or deny the Direxion futures-backed Bitcoin ETF by 60 days. The new deadline is September 21st. This is the third and final extension allowed by law, in case you were wondering. CoinDesk reported, quote, notably, none of the ETF proposals being postponed are from VanEck and SolidX, end quote. But this isn't notable at all. The deadline to approve or deny the Direxion ETF was July 23rd. As explained, the SEC waits until the deadline before issuing another extension. The SEC wasn't making a decision about all of the pending Bitcoin ETFs today. It was just handling the next step in the process for the Direxion ETF. It had absolutely no reason or justification to address the VanEck SolidX ETF. The fact that it didn't do so is meaningless. The SEC's timing on the Direxion ETF is totally standard. First, notice originally posted on January 24th. First extension issued on March 1st, approximately 45 days later. Second extension issued on April 23rd, 45 days later. And third extension issued on July 24th, 90 days later. So the standard timing for the VanEck SolidX ETF would be: first, notice was originally posted on June 26th. First extension expected, August 10th. 45 days later. Second extension expected, September 24th, 45 days later. And third extension expected, December 23rd, 90 days later. Add 60 days to December 23rd and you get a final deadline of February 21st, 2019. This could move forward or back by a few days. For example, because December 23rd is a Sunday and the SEC may be closed on December 24th and 25th too. But late February is the most likely target for a decision. I understand if Hopium has you thinking, okay, but just because the SEC can delay doesn't mean it will. Well, sure, that's fine in theory, but I can't imagine the SEC will approve the first ever Bitcoin ETF without taking all the time allowed by law. Sorry. Get ready to wait. All right, and that will close our Twitter thread. I thought that was a really good point and something that most people do not realize is going on is that they are, and I kind of agree with him, that they're going to take as much time as they possibly can to come to a decision on this. There was actually an article on Zero Hedge that I read on this too. I've been trying to keep up with a lot of the stuff with the ETF. More recently, if you haven't listened to yesterday's Crypto Chat episode, that's Crypto Chat number 3 with Nick Bhatia. We actually go into that quite a bit around the middle of the episode. It will be really interesting to see how this unfolds. But the Zero Hedge article basically said, you know, from quote-unquote inside sources, suggested that there was a very, very high likelihood of the ETF getting approved. Whereas Brian Kelly on CNBC yesterday suggested that he thought it was unlikely, and so have a lot of other people. The Zero Hedge sources, one was from the CFTC, basically calling that there was a 90% chance that it would get approved, and basically said because we got through the hype cycle and now everything has kind of calmed down, that they think that's a reason that the ETF could actually be approved, and the fact that the Bitcoin futures are kind of maturing quite a bit and also growing at the same time. Then the second source was a former employee at the SEC who left, said just 2 weeks prior, and this was published on, this was published yesterday. So, I'll actually read the quote. It says, quote, "I would expect a positive outcome in September. Or if it gets strung out a little further, it is simply a few dotted I's and crossed T's are being finalized on larger regulatory language in the crypto space. To be clear, most of the regulation will be first focused on ICOs and the issues those pose for retail investors at the moment. U.S. residents are sending money to all sorts of exotic locations to invest in unregulated instruments with absolutely zero recourse for losing every cent they've put at risk. ICO regulation will begin to solve those issues and keep client assets, quote, onshore," end quote. Basically the second source is suggesting that the SEC is kind of waiting, or that there's other regulatory clarification that needs to be pushed out first before they're going to approve the ETF. But what we've seen with the previous ones is we had all these rumors before. This is not the first time we've been through all of this, and it still got denied. And their reason was the immaturity of the market and the fact that investors there were too many risky and inexperienced investors in the space, and they did not want to call attention or legitimize essentially the asset class when they thought it posed so much risk. That's a short and sweet generalization of what their response was. And if you read the comments on the most recent, the SolidX ETF, there's like 100 comments or something. I think it was actually another CoinDesk article that I just read yesterday detailing some of the ETFs, and some of them are sensible. A number of them are very anti-ETF, and then some of them are just ridiculous. There's a good little bit of trolling in that pool of comments as well, and I don't know if that is going to help the case. And there's somebody who literally says, the Bitcoin needs a bull run so bad, the price would go up so high with the ETF. Please approve the ETF, which is the absolute last thing you want to be saying to the SEC, to have them think they're pumping the markets by making their decisions. So, I don't know. I'm not 100% certain about this. I think there is a good chance that one of these ETFs get approved, and I do think that it is a matter of time. But I have to, in the context or from the perspective of the SEC, I don't think they have much obligation to do this. And honestly, I don't think we need it. The market will eventually get there, and it could be a good thing actually to legitimize and standardize our practices outside of that market prior to having their quote-unquote stamp of approval on it. It will be interesting. I certainly think that this time around, because we have exited the hype cycle and we're kind of in that middle ground, that we've got a chance of it happening. But there's no guarantee, and if we start on another bull run and this is pushed back all the way towards February, granted we will have the Direxion ETF come to a deadline in September, you could have them show additional reluctance again because of price volatility and overexcitement in the industry, retail investors just going FOMO hard into all this. So who knows? Who knows? I still think this is a big if. I am not 100% convinced this is going to happen either way, but I do certainly believe that we have a bigger chance this time around than we did last time. And regardless, it's a matter of time. So we will see. I'll keep a close eye on it and try to hit anything that I think is important. But I certainly don't think it's as sure of a thing as the Zero Hedge article makes it seem. And I think what Jake Travinsky explained makes very good sense and lines up perfectly with what happened last time around, and that the bit of optimism with CoinDesk noting that the other two ETFs were not addressed is kind of neither here nor there. So that's just an update on everything we got going on with the ETFs, and hopefully comments open back up and, you know, we can get some more sensible comments in with the SEC on the ETFs. But the next major date to look out for will be August 10th, where we'd expect the first extension from the VNEC and SolidX ETF. So I don't think we'll hear anything major until that day, but I think Travinsky is right. I think we're just going to get another extension and continue to push this out, and then we'll see the February 21st deadline for the Direxion ETF. So we will close this here. Don't forget to check out the links. I will link to the Twitter thread by Jake Travinsky, as well as the CoinDesk article by Nikilesh Day. So don't forget to check them out. And of course, follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy or Medium as well. Going to have constantly pumping out some new stuff. I'm in the middle of a number of articles that I hope to get start getting these finalized and out pretty soon. I'll keep you updated. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave me a review. If you like the show, it's much appreciated. And it's a great way to support the show, too, if you would like to do that. You can also, obviously, donate to the Bitcoin address that I will have in both the post and the show notes. Or if you're finally getting around to grabbing your Trezor hardware wallet to secure your Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, don't forget to use my affiliate link, which throws a couple of bucks my way and helps out the show at no cost to you. So thank you guys very much for listening and supporting the show, and I will catch you tomorrow. This has been the Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys.